1.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills.
And I am Chris Stark.
And welcome to another Best in Show. I know, another podcast.
Another one.
Another podcast from these guys. This one, though, isn't our daily show. It's some of our older work revisited. Because, you know, we're on every single day on Radio 1 between 1 and 4pm, I actually forget the amount of stuff we've done and the amount of stuff we get through, you know?
It's true, and we've done some well-funny stuff.
And some not so funny. But anyway,
No.
You're going to hear some of the funnier stuff in this next hour. So, coming up, we've got something we do when all the students go back, which is called the Freshers Game. So imagine you're new at university, you've moved out, your parents want to convert your old bedroom into something else, right? We tell three stories about you and your life so far at university to your mum or dad, and then they have to guess which ones have actually happened, and the stories are not pretty.
It can get awkward, because you don't want to have your parents find out what you really got up to at uni.
Nah.
There's prizes and punishments in this one as well.
Also, the Pete Tong game. Do you remember this? This is ages ago. Me and Chris like dance music, but we are not real experts in dance music like Pete Tong is. So we get Pete to read out names of loads of different DJs and dance producers. We guess if they're actually real or if Pete has made them up really convincingly. And because we're nearly another bank holiday weekend, Chibuddy G gives some bank holiday weekend advice. Let's go.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Imagine if your parents found out what actually went on when you were a fresher in your first few weeks of university. Oh, think about that.
No, I can't think of anything worse.
This has happened to you, Talia, right? You're a fresher.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so where are you at uni?
I'm at Falmouth Uni.
Falmouth, okay. And, oh, can I just ask, by the way, what time did you get in this morning?
Quarter to eight.
Okay. Quarter to eight? Wow.
How's that even possible?
Good morning.
Nice sunrise.
Yeah. So are your parents, they want to turn your room into something else, do they?
Yeah, they're going to change it to a guest room.
How long have you been moved out?
About 6 days.
Right, exactly.
Doesn't take long.
6 days. Right, we're making it into a guest room.
And, like, you've got a load of stuff with you for uni, but obviously you can't take everything with you, can you? There's still bits of your old room there.
No, yeah, I don't know what they'll do with it, but I'm hoping it'll be there when I get back.
Okay, well, here's the game today. I think you're going to like this because it's a chance to save some of your old room.
Cool.
To do this, we'll need the help of your mum, who handily is on the line now. Hello, Jane.
Oh, hi.
Say hi to your daughter.
Hi, Talia, my darling. Hi, Mum.
Right, here's the idea, okay? Talia, I'm going to ask your mum three questions on what has happened to you in your first week at Freshers, okay? They're going to be A, B or C options, but obviously one of the A, B or Cs will be something that's happened to you in the past week, right?
Yeah, correct.
So this could be embarrassing for you.
Oh, yeah, more than likely.
Because your mum's going to find out stuff you probably haven't told her on the phone yet.
Oh, well.
So, Mum, if you answer the question right...
Yeah?
You get to get rid of one of Talia's old items from her old room, OK?
Yeah, and clear up some of that clutter.
Brilliant.
Best of all in all this, Scott, we get to find out what she's up to and hear her mum's reaction.
Let's go! Here we are on level one. Jane, Mum, if you get this right...
Yeah?
The cuddly pink flamingo goes in the bin.
No!
Talia, what's this flamingo?
It's just my favourite toy, I love it.
Well, that's going to be binned if Jane gets this right, okay?
Gotcha.
Yeah, if she gets it wrong, I should say this, Talia. You will get sent a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Thank God for that.
Okay, Jane, here's your question. What made Talia... wake up racked with regret this week? A, in showing off her twerking skills, she accidentally farted in someone's face. B, she accidentally stripped off ready for bed in the communal corridor, thinking it was her new room.
Yeah.
Or C, she chipped her tooth on the dance floor of Falmouth's premier student nightclub, the Stannery. Whilst doing the worm.
Josh, it could be all of them, to be honest. Go for A.
Oh, you're going to go for A?
Okay.
So you think out of all those options, it's most likely that your daughter was twerking and farted in someone's face?
Definitely.
Is it A, showing off her twerking skills and farting in someone's face? Oh, no. It was B.
Oh, no.
She accidentally stripped off, ready for bed in the communal corridor, thinking it was her new room. So, Talia, you get a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Yay!
And the flamingo gets saved.
Thank God for that.
Okay, you've got through level one. At the moment, Talia is winning.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
This is our freshest quiz on Radio 1. On the line is Fresher Talia at Falmouth Uni. Hello.
Hello.
Also on the line is Jane, her mum. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, it's time for level two. Multiple choice once again. Mum, Jane, if you get this right.
Yeah.
You can empty the cash jar in Talia's room and put it towards room decoration.
Excellent.
Okay, but Jane, if you get this wrong, Talia gets all her washing done for her when she's next home.
What's new?
Yeah, true. It probably would have happened anyway, to be fair.
Oh, gosh.
Talia, how much cash is in that cash jar in your old room?
Quite a bit, I think.
Okay, good. All right, well, good luck. Jane, here's your question. Yep. This week, how has Talia angered her new, fresher housemates in halls? A, left the taps running in the bathroom and flooded several rooms, ruining several people's smartphones. B, waking up random people late at night to use their toilet. Or C, already received a formal warning for loud noises emanating from her bedroom.
What's your thought process here?
B, on something that's happened there while she's been there. 100% sure it's B.
Let's find out. Yes, you're right,
yes!
Jane. It was B, which means Talia, I'm afraid the cash jar gets emptied from your room.
And it was in London.
Why do you wander around late at night, Talia, then? Because your mum seemed to really know that was true.
My toilet's broke.
Oh.
And she sleepwalks.
Okay.
Yes, Jane.
Okay, one more. Level three. Mum, Jane, if you get this right.
Yeah.
You will read out the first page of the Thankful Diary. Tyler, explain what that is, please.
No, that's my little diary, like a little cheesy diary that says what I'm thankful for.
What I love about this, it's got nothing to do with redecoration, it's just sheer embarrassment at this stage, but that's quite good.
Oh, no, that's boring. It's an invasion of privacy.
All right, Jane, if you get it wrong, though, Talia will get a home-cooked roast dinner for eight people delivered to her halls.
For her new friends. Talia, you'd love a roast right now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You've blatantly been eating pasta with ketchup on all week.
Packet of crisps
in
there.
Okay, so
questions.
Good luck, everyone. Jane, have you got the diary there ready to read it, by the way?
I have.
Okay, here's your question. Jane, when on the way home from a night out this week,
yes.
Talia did what? A, drink from a dog bowl outside someone's house because she was thirsty. B, give her number to the guy serving cheesy chips at Kebab on the Corner in Falmouth.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
No, not the kebab guy. It's bad news.
But useful.
Yeah, but we've all met that guy on the corner. Do you know what I'm saying? Or C, took a wheelie bin home from one of her neighbours and got pushed home in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Jane, if you get this right, we get to hear the first page of Talia's thankful diary that's in her old room right now. If you get it wrong, Talia gets a home-cooked roast dinner for eight people. You'd love that, Talia.
Absolutely love that.
So, Jane, what answer are you going for? A, B or C?
A.
A? Is correct!
Yeah. Are you having a laugh? Hang on a minute, I've got the diary right here.
Hang on a minute, can we first address the fact that she actually drank from a dog bowl this week?
Honestly, I've got a dog at home. I didn't think she'd lower herself that far.
All right, can we hear the first page of the Thankful Diary, please?
Pick carefully. Right, the date is the 8th of the 6th, 17. Number one, my right to vote. Thank goodness for democracy. Number two, getting my first choice in uni accommodation. And number three, a relaxed afternoon at work.
Any more?
Mum, stop.
You've had your fun.
10th of the 6th, 17. Being able to stand my ground for what is right. Number two, my dad for being my DIY life and my money saver. Oh, I didn't know that. And number three, Chinese for dinner.
We're all thankful.
Oh, there's something to be thankful for there.
I'm going to start a thankful diary. God. It's lovely.
Are you okay, Talia?
Nice one, Talia.
No, I'm not. Okay. I mean, am I hungover? I'm humiliated.
Well, do you know what? I've never heard a mum have so much fun on a quiz for some time.
Oh, no. Oh, brilliant. I love it.
But, Talia, you did get a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Oh, that'll go down nicely. Thank you.
That's all right. Listen, both of you, thanks very much for being on our new Freshers quiz. I think we need to do this again.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
You know Chibuddy G, who you love. He's been on our show a few times. People Just Do Nothing, Corrupts FM. He came in to offer some bank holiday weekend advice. Now, this is obviously old, but it can still apply for this weekend coming. Right, you're on the line with Chibuddy G.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing, sweetie face?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really fantastic, actually.
Okay, so I'm meeting my boyfriend's parents for the first time this weekend. Have you got any tips on how I can impress them?
Oh. Where do they live?
They live in the Cotswolds.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, what I would do, yeah, if you want to impress anyone, there's this thing called social mirroring, where basically you just copy everything they're doing, their style, their accent. So you said from the Cotswolds, so they're northern in that, okay. Obviously, yeah? So just go up to them and say, you're a mucker, let's go for pint curry chips, down pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk. And then, you know, or if they're a geezer, maybe her dad's a geezer, you know, give it the old, all right, geezer, mate, going down to the old pickled eels. You know, just anything, relate to him, banter, you know, find out what he's into, find out what the mom's into. You know, social mirroring, that's what I did when I went up there. You know, they actually called me, I thought they were calling me Chip Buddy. That's what I thought, but they were saying Chibuddy, and it sounded like Chipotty, and I learned it's a type of sandwich up there, you know? All that kind of stuff. Okay. Just mirror them. Where if they maybe what ethnicity are they? They're white.
They're really quite middle class. They're really nice.
Okay. So maybe talk to them about kale. Talk to them about wheatgrass. You know, all that kind of crap that middle class people eat. You know, okay. Just go for a really expensive vegan pizza. Something like 50 quid pizza. They love that. You know.
Okay.
So, Sean, I hope that helps, Sean.
Good luck,
that was
mate.
Great.
Yeah. Good
Thank
luck, lady,
much.
Mate.
Good luck with the Thanks. Mirroring.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Scott. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Peter. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Is that Peter, as in Peter Pan? Like Peter Pan?
Pizza is in pizza. Whatever you like, buddy.
Oh, okay. Come on, Peter bread.
Right, Peter. What's your thing that you want to ask your buddy?
Right, so basically I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I'm going out this weekend and looking for the man of my dreams, so I just wondered if you could give me some advice on how to find him.
Oh, sure. Oh, man of your dreams. This is so progressive. Mm. I love this. Mm. You know, it's 2017. I'm really into it. Like I said, I saw Moonlight, and I'm really into that as well, so I'm learning a lot of stuff. Okay, so women do cleavage all the time, yeah? Women show a bit of cleavage, and that's cool. Like I said, I'm a feminist. But why can't geezers do it? You know, sometimes I want to show a bit of chest hair cleavage and some other cleavage I can't really say on the early morning, but just pop one out. You know, if you've got a bit of I've got a bit of moobs going on, you know, maybe show a bit, maybe just half of the nip, you know. And I think it's sexist, actually. Why can't we do it, you know? Mm-hmm. Women can wear jeans and that. Why can't I wear a skirt, mate? You know, like Kanye West and that.
Of course you can.
Oh, you can. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's 2017 now. Mm. I can.
But is there anywhere in particular he should go? Anywhere near you that you might know?
Yeah, I think there's a gay bar in Hounslow. It's called the...
On the high street?
That's it, yeah. It's called the Girthy Geezers. So check out the Girthy Geezers. Another really essential tip, I would say, for the first, you know, if you're looking for a guy, make sure you smell good. Because, remember, the first hole you penetrate is their nostril.
It's very true.
So always smell good. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it, mate. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Incredible advice. Thank you so much. We could do this now every now and again, I think.
Yeah.
People are really enjoying it.
Agony aunt, agony uncle. I do it all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like aunties as well. Really into aunties.
Chibuddy G, come and see us again soon.
I will, mate. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on today.
Cheers.
A remix. Pete Tong is the oracle of dance music in the UK. Nay, the world.
Good use of nay.
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 But whenever Pete Tong reads out a name of an artist or a dance DJ or a producer, I am totally convinced they're real. What if some of them weren't? Welcome to the Pete Tong game.
Scott Mills.
Pete Tong for this show has very kindly done some voiceovers for us of different DJs and dance acts. Some of them are real, some of them absolutely made up by the team.
I guess the problem is we haven't got that kind of specialist knowledge, perhaps, that Pete Tong has. So we do question some of them. I'm assuming all the ones Pete Tong says are real. And when Pete Tong does it in that voice, it makes it really real, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Because it's that legendary Pete Tong voice.
Play along at home. We've got to work together to decide which is which, all right?
Right.
So it's like a Pete Tong version of Real or No Real.
Ready.
Here's the first DJ, real or not.
Continue where we left off. It's Pete Tong's tag team mix.
Stepping up to take control of next week's tag team mix, I'm delighted to welcome a legend of the French touch scene. All hail. J'adore, oui, oui.
You see, that could... It so could be real.
There's a lot to go out with this one, isn't it? So what's the French touch scene?
I don't know, Chris.
And,
asking myself tonight.
If you tag team someone, is that the same as going back to bat with them?
No, it's like a feature on his show where each week the person doing the mix has to start their set with the song that the last person finished with last week.
Okay.
So you tag team.
Oh, tag team.
So J'adore Oui Oui from the French touch scene.
The thing is, if they are from the French touch scene, that would mean that the name of the act is actually I Love Yes Yes.
Yes.
Wouldn't it? Because obviously Oui is yes. Which, I don't know, I can't see... I mean, that just seems almost too ridiculous, that.
It can't be real.
It's like half of it is in the wrong translation, if that makes sense.
It's not true. If you're quite camp, though, it does work. I love Yes Yes!
Yeah, but Pete Tong didn't really do it in that way, did he? He didn't go, J'adore, oui, oui!
Okay, this is not real. No, no real.
No, I agree.
Yes! Not a real one.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Thought so.
Not a real DJ. What about this one?
Tag, you're it. Get behind those decks and show us what you got.
You're listening to Ellie Cox in the Sound of Ibiza tag team mix with me, Pete Tong.
Okay.
Ellie Cox.
Ellie Cox.
Mm. Sorry. Mm.
So I actually know the answer to this.
Yeah, I can see there being an Ellie Cox about.
But it's a definite yes.
Fine, we'll go along with that. Real.
Yes, another one.
Come on.
Okay, here's number three.
A brilliant cats and dogs beat mix on Marlena Shaw, Woman of the Ghetto before...
Wait, what does that all mean? That's just words.
He's not literally just saying anything.
What do you mean?
It's the ramblings.
Right, if you say... But he's so good at it. Just says anything over dance music. It's just like, it's amazing, isn't it?
A brilliant cats and dogs beat mix on Marlena Shaw, Woman of the Ghetto. Before that, Deep Musique, the Ramper remix, a bit of a Razor Tong edit on the Pasta Boys, a former Essential new tune.
Right, that might as well be Arabic.
That was crazy. What was that? On the Pasta Board? And what's a Razor Tong mix?
I don't know. Pasta Boys, it was.
The Pasta Boys?
Yeah.
Oh. The whole thing, though, I just didn't know. It was like he was literally reading the dictionary very fast.
It's his dance dictionary.
What was going on there?
Pasta Boys, yes or no?
He could be an air traffic controller, I think, Pete Tong. The amount of information he gives in such a short space of time.
It's
and
incredible.
In that voice.
Incredible.
So what we're specifically saying is real or not? The Pasta Boys bit of it. The Pasta Boys. Yeah, I think that's a good name. I think that one's real, Scott.
I think it was such nonsense that he taught that it can't be real. What are we going to do?
You see, I think it's real.
Okay. Okay, I'll trust you. Let's go real.
It is real!
Yes,
another
come on,
one.
The Pasta Boys. I doubted that completely.
Scott Mills.
We're playing the Pete Tong game on Radio 1. Pete Tong has recorded some little bits for us of DJs and producers and dance acts. Some of them completely made up by the team here. Some of them are real. We are flying on this at the moment. Mm. We got 3 out of 3. Ready for the next one?
Ready.
Can this be real?
One more before this week's Hot Mix. And when Tool Room's head honcho, Mark Knight, hands you a record and says you have to play this, you don't ignore him. A huge tech house banger from Amsterdam resident, Horsey Kisser.
Horsey Kisser.
But if it was made up, I just can't see how you would arrive at making up a name like that. Horsey Kisser.
Mm.
And you can sort of imagine that, isn't it? That's a sort of teeth-bearing kind of...
All the teeth.
I'm just imagining a horse smiling. Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's kind of... Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Have you ever been kissed by someone when it's all teeth? It's horrible.
Have you ever been kissed by a horse?
No. But no, you know when they approach you but it's teeth first? Like, get off me.
Yeah, don't bite me.
Horsey kisser, nah. Surely no, not.
Oh, no, are you serious?
Yeah.
I can see this one being real. I don't like it when we disagree.
Well, I honestly think this is a real one.
You were right last time, so I'm going to go with you. All right,
yeah?
Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You seem to
Go real.
Okay, real. Ah, you idiot.
Oh.
That's right, then. We've got loads right.
How did you say it with such conviction?
I know. Completely made up. Not a real artist or DJ. Here's the next one.
You're in the Weekend Hot Mix Part 1, baby. And you just heard a second release from Eric Murillo's new sub-label, Sondos. A remix of the 2001 Thick Dick classic, Welcome to the Jungle.
Now, that's not a classic in my book. But what do I know?
Okay.
So, Thick Dick there.
Took me by surprise, that one. Thick Dick.
I think real.
I mean, the way he sounded so excited about it.
Yeah, but he's like that with all of them.
I get that.
Such conviction.
It came and went so quickly, though.
I think
it's
real.
Can we hear it one more time?
You're in the Weekend Hot Mix Part 1, baby. And you just heard a second release from Eric Murillo's new sub-label, Sondos. A remix of the 2001 Thick Dick classic, Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, I think this one's real.
Yeah,
what
I
do
as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm saying real.
All right.
Thick Dick is real.
Yes.
He's alive. And one more.
This one's tried and tested across the clubs in Australia and Indonesia. Taken from his latest EP, it's Melbourne-based producer and DJ. I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate.
Oh, come on.
Come on. I'd give that a minute if I was you, mate. Absolutely not. No.
No, it's not real.
No, not real.
But that is one of the funniest things I've heard in ages.
Yeah. I never thought I'd hear Pete Tong say that.
I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate.
Not real. Yes, we did it again.
Yeah.
We smashed that. 5 out of 6.
That's good from us.
All that dance knowledge that you just blagged surely makes you feel more confident about tonight, right?
Yeah. Although I do wish that last one had been real ahead of my toilet set tonight.
I'd give that a minute if I were you, mate.
Wow, we get through so much stuff, don't we?
Mm.
So this podcast all about our older stuff that we've done on the show that even I've forgotten about, like the Freshers game and the Pete Tong game and Chubuddy G giving out some wise words for the bank holiday. So that was Best in Show. If you want our daily podcast, it's called the Scott Mills Daily. Look it up. And that's the stuff that happens every single day after the show has gone out live, 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1. And if you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe and give us a review too.
Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.